Thank you for calling Financial Pacific Leasing. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Or for a company directory, please press 8. If you're an existing Financial Pacific customer, please press 1. If you're an existing Financial Pacific broker,
please hold while I transfer your call.
Good afternoon, Financial Pacific. This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. I've been doing well. I got a lot of work, but that's a good thing. So
yeah, it's never a bad thing, right?
It's not a good problem to have. Exactly. I was just giving you a call regarding truffles for one last thing, just wanting to make sure we get the stips all cleared up. I literally just sent an email as that was dialing out to you, so you should be receiving it shortly. I wanted to send over the copies of the tax returns, and we had them signed and dated, and we just wanted to see if the dates will work, because if not, then we can go back. That wouldn't be an issue.
Okay. Yeah, if it's dated today, it's fine.
Yeah, what did the rep say? For example, their CPA completed the returns on the 13th, but they are filed on the 15th, and I think, let me just look at them. Yeah, they're dated on the 15th, but anyways.
We'll make it. I'll look at it and verify, but I think you'll be okay.
All right, I think so, too. I hope so. Furthermore, I think it was about a week ago I had sent you some pictures and a condition reports, and I was wondering if those would suffice or not. It turns out that they're not planning on wrapping the vehicle until all the equipment is installed. So I know there was some confusion about, like, you know, the truck's not further along.
Well, I was wondering, when we last spoke, I had asked the question about, well, what have they been doing with that truck this whole time? Because I had assumed that they had been using it since it was being paid off.
No, I don't believe it has been in use since, I don't believe it's been in use yet, at least from the pictures we saw, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it at all. So, I don't, did you send me a copy of the title for that yet?
I don't believe I have, because the customer still is going to take the vehicle to the DMV and put FP as a lien holder, and then that SIP will be cleared, and yeah, sorry, it's all very complicated. I'm trying to get it all organized in my head.
Okay, because I'm... So the comment in the beginning was the unit was going to be paid off, and then it was going to be put in, you know, FinPac will be added as a lien holder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have they not purchased this? Do they not own it currently, and they're in the process of purchasing it from somebody? Or I'm just trying to figure out that part of it, because it sounded like they had owned it and were financing it currently, and we're doing upgrades to it, and we're going to pay it off so that we could be added as a lien.
Yes. From my understanding, they purchased it, but there was still a little bit left to be paid to the owners, so they were going to pay for that remaining balance in order to get the title. And once the title is in their name, it's been paid off, that's when they'll go to the DMV and take care of the titling instructions that we sent over from FinPac.
Okay, but they don't even technically own the unit yet.
You know, I don't want to misspeak, because this has been such a long deal, and I don't want to step on any toes with my rep.
Because we can't necessarily take it as additional collateral until they actually own it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm trying to put the pieces together myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't own it yet, then I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back into the old notes, because it's been such a large amount of back and forth. So, I mean, during the beginning of the deal, the notes that I have is that the title will be free and cleared before funding. So I think that my original statement may have been correct, where they still own a little bit of a small balance, but they really wanted to clear these steps out because they'd hate for them to pay for all this and then know that they don't have financing at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that they just wanted to, like, get everything that they can checked off of that list before they go and go to the DMV and do everything else, you know. I think that's where the rep's coming from.
So they have a title in their hands. They just haven't gone to DMV. Is that what I'm hearing?
Because
if I'm owed even $5,000 on a truck that somebody has purchased from me, I'm not giving them that title to go do anything until they give me that $5,000 they still owe me.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
So we don't have additional collateral at this point if they still owe somebody $5,000 mm-hmm. on that unit, or I'm just throwing numbers out there. I don't really know what that mm-hmm. is, but if they still mm-hmm. owe money on that unit, they don't have additional collateral to offer up to us at this point until it's paid. I could care less right now if they put it into their name and our name. I just need to make sure that it's, you know.
So let me ask you this then. In order to get the condition reports and the pictures approved, are we you saying that we're going to need to get the title in their name beforehand?
No. See, the here's the thing. The equipment for the transaction is approved. Because
uh-huh.
the equipment that I'm actually financing on this is the kitchen equipment.
Yeah.
So that is approved. But I can't approve my additional and collateral until I get proof of ownership for that additional collateral, which is what the title is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I need the condition report and photos are fine, but I don't have the proof of ownership.
Okay. Okay, you know, I think that we're more on the same page than I'm putting off. I'm so sorry about all this back and forth. It's just a new deal to me, and I've never done a food truck before, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that I have the answers for all of my questions.
Okay.
And I think that I'm going to go talk to the ref, but what you've told me all makes sense, and I'm going to explain it to him and just get clarity on that ownership piece.
Okay.
And other than that, you've got the taxes now, so that step's cleared, and hopefully you'll let me know. And then we're going to go to the DMV and put you as a lien holder and own that dang truck and use it as collateral, and things are going to be well and good, and this thing will fund.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I think I got this. Thank you so much for bearing with me on this. I know it's been a long process, so
no problem.
I'll be probably emailing you again shortly, but we're almost to the finish line, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.